this morning. We welcome the folks from the NAACP. We're with the president of the Rock Hill chapter of the NAACP, Doreen Buller. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Good morning.
And also we have Dr. Norma Gray, and she is here with us as the political actions chair and
Absolutely.
Of the NAACP. Thanks
Absolutely.
For coming in, ladies.
Thank
oh,
you so much.
So great. Of course, you can watch them right now on Corporium Cable, channel 103. So tomorrow is a big event. It's a forum. So I was going to say, Norma, why don't you go ahead and kind of tell us a bit about the forum, the rundown of things, who will be there, and what we can expect.
Absolutely. Well, certainly Rock Hill branch of the NAACP is more than excited to host and to welcome local NAACP chapters to our city. The forum is going to be held at the wonderful Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center. I'm so excited about that. And it's going to feature the congressional five district candidates. And that is currently right now who's going to attend is Archie Purnell. We have also David Kuma, who's the Green Party candidate. And then we have Josh Thornton, who is fortunately for us replacing the vacant seat that was announced on radio the other day that Ralph Norman would not be attending our forum. So Josh Thornton is so willingly to take that seat. And I've met Josh before, and he's a wonderful individual. And I think it's going to make for a really, really great forum. Our moderator is a local voice to the region. That's B. Thompson. I don't know if you guys know who B. Thompson is. And so we're really grateful to have her. Also, Victor Kosher is going to also sit on the panel. And so we'll have three media individuals asking questions from the various media outlets in our region, as well as some questions from our audience. So those of you that are going to come, please, please bring your questions there. And we're also going to be doing a live Facebook feed.
Oh, nice.
And receiving comments and questions from our audience. So we have an expectation of about 200 individuals to come representing all of the 11 branches of the NAACP that are participating in this effort. So we're excited, as you could probably tell in my voice. we're really, really excited and looking forward to it.
Doreen, as a president of the NAACP, this is sort of a great gathering of a lot of great minds, don't you think?
It is. Yes, it is. And I'm excited for the opportunity as well. This has been my first 7 months as president.
You get a big Super Bowl in the middle.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty exciting.
So talk about when we talk about the forum, and it's so vital because this is a chance for voters to really get to know the candidates. We were sharing earlier today in Washington, it's a big event.
Yes.
And there's so many different forms of how we can get news now that these forums are really you hear from the politicians' mouths themselves. But when one doesn't show up like Norman, what's your reaction to that? I mean, that's a tough. That's tough.
Well, it can be tough, but I think that we are weathering it.
Sure.
One of the things that, you know, I also wear the hat of a media coordinator. So one of the things I had to do was kind of like investigate why, like, what's the deal? Why not show up? Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people don't do well with impromptu questions being asked of them. They're really used to just, you know, putting it out through their campaign. And so,
prepared sound bites, et cetera.
There you go. And so, but I do like the fact that the public gets an opportunity, as I said, because we hosted our own forum earlier with our mayoral candidates. But getting back to what I'm saying, you know, it's an opportunity for the community to really see how their future legislator will respond in real time.
Mm. Okay.
And how they respond on the floor, because not everybody tunes in to, you know, watch what they're saying, you know, when they're in Washington or in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
This is an opportunity to really see how they will represent. So I think that's so important.
Talk about the representation of our community. I mean, who is the people that are coming at this time to your meetings, your forums? Who do you see, and who would you like to have more of?
Those that are attending are grassroots people, people in the neighborhoods, community leaders, our faith-based leaders.
Mm-hmm.
We have people coming tonight, tomorrow night from our state NAACP. So we just have people coming from all over South Carolina that are part of the Congressional 5 District. And so we will see, of course, supporters of each of the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking for actually anyone who's interested, anyone who wants to see change in our state and as well as in our country to be out on tomorrow night.
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, we hope to do is to get millennials engaged in legislature. I'm kind of in between. I'm not quite a millennial, not quite. I don't consider myself to be.
We were Generation X.
Yeah, Generation X.
but here's the thing. You know, when I was coming up, there was a publication that was Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
Oh, we were just talking about that
yesterday.
And they would sing the song, "Guess I'm Only a Bill." Yes, I'm on. Okay.
On Capitol Hill.
Come on, McFadden.
There you go.
and that little blurb showed me how legislation works and why it's important that we understand those who we send to represent us. I think our millennials are missing that, and I think if they understood the gadgets that make this work, they would be more inclined. So that's what we're trying to really do our social media website. We are Rock Hill Ready on the internet. All you got to do is type in Rock Hill Ready in Google, and you'll find us on all the social media. And we really want millennials to come out to hear what the congressional candidates have to say.
Let's talk real quick about etiquette, because I've been before to forums before and moderated them, served on panels. And for the most part, everyone has been very civil. But I know sometimes, especially this race, the 5th Congressional District race, has had a lot of eyes on it, not only locally and statewide, but it's also nationally as well. What do you want people to remember when they do come and how they should act? And, you know, every time someone says something great, you want to clap, but you can't clap, because if you do, then you take away from someone else. So what do you want to remind folks when they come out?
I do want to remind them that it is a forum. This is not boxing match. It's a forum.
This is learning of each other.
Yes.
Absolutely. And to respect the speakers, 3 minutes, whatever the time that they're given, and to respect that, and so that we can get more questions in.
Yes.
We do stress that you please hold your applause. Now, we had some at our forum a couple of weeks ago that didn't want to abide by that. And the moderator's job is to really kind of handle that with delicacy, with kid gloves, and keep it light and not, like, you know, so strict and rigid that they don't feel like they're a part of it. But I personally like a little bit of crowd engagement.
Okay.
Because it keeps them, you know that they're following what the candidates are saying, and it kind of keeps the atmosphere charged.
Does it help you make decisions in the future as far as where your people are coming from? You know, anybody that's there is interested, and you're trying to get sort of issues dealing with them as they come from the people themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, again, we have people on the ground that are inviting people to come out. You know, we definitely on social media try to stir conversation so that people are wanting to come out to hear how's Archie Purnell going to respond to this? How is Josh or you know, the Libertarian Party or the Green Party candidate going to respond? I got to say that at our forum, the Green Party candidate, which is David Kulma, man, he was really surprising. He's a Winthrop professor, and I think he really wowed a lot of individuals for the amount of knowledge that he had, and that the Green Party is just not about saving the planet, although they are. That's one of their big things, but it's more than just recycling.
Today, actually, you can hear David Kulma. He's going to be a part of Patty Mercer's show, Close Up Fort Mill TKK, at noontime on WRHI. So she'll have a program with him starting at noontime right here on WRHI.
And another benefit of these forums is, just like you said, you get to see these people. Sometimes you see ads. I know both the two main candidates, that Archie Parnell and Ralph Norman, they've got maybe a little more money, so they're able to spend a lot more on ads. But sometimes what you see on television is not what you see in person.
Right.
So it is a chance to see these people face to face, see how they move, see how their mannerisms are. I mean, that's what John F. Kennedy, right? That's what they said. Won his.
Shake their hand.
Exactly. See how they move and everything along those lines. So
absolutely.
It's so vital to be able to see that and interact with them one-on-one.
Absolutely. And be able to look them in the eye and shake their hand. Even
right.
if you shake their hand and say, "Hi, I'm Norma, citizen of Rock Hill. Pleasure to meet you." You can tell a lot by looking at individuals like
that. Very true. Yep. If they've got the wondering eye that's not giving you eye contact, that's
right,
it.
So you
and
know.
A weak handshake, that's very true. It's
absolutely.
Very telling. It really is.
Absolutely.
Doreen, to engage millennials, and said, I'm thinking you have Twitter going on as well as any kind of social media?
Yes, we have Twitter, we have our Facebook page, and we have also established in our local branch a Millennial Engagement Committee.
Okay.
So we have people in that age range who are actually heading that committee, who are coming out with with ways to attract and to recruit and to engage our millennials.
Great. And so since we have you here, what is the latest from the NAACP? Certainly this is a big event. It's taken a lot of your time, but you do more than this throughout the year. And how can folks get involved if they're interested?
All right. We do have a membership campaign going on right now. Membership is only $30 per year for a regular membership. We have a Freedom Fund banquet coming up, which is our annual fundraiser.
Yes.
It is going to be on July 29th at the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center. And our keynote speaker is the first female bishop elected in the African American Episcopal Zion Church.
Wow.
Bishop Mildred B. Hines. So okay. We do have those coming up. We are working on our millennials, working on a Know Your Rights.
Yes.
Forum as well, and so we do have some things that are coming up for us.
All right. Well, Norma, give us the rundown about tomorrow, time, place, location, all that kind of good stuff.
Rundown for tomorrow. The doors will open at 6:15 for the general public to come in and find a really, really good seat. At 7 o'clock, we will promptly start with the introductions of our speakers and moderators, and then the panel will begin to ask their questions. Again, if you're coming and you have a question, get there a little bit early and get that card filled out, get those questions into our screeners, and you can be one of the first persons to get your question asked at the forum. If there are any questions about the forum, you can contact us on our Facebook page, which is the Rock Hill NAACP or Rock Hill Ready, all one word, Rock Hill Ready, and you can get all of your questions answered very, very quickly. So again, 6:15, the doors open at the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center, and I can't speak more highly of a center for Rock Hill than that. It is absolutely beautiful. And lastly, let me just say that the address is 745 Saluda Street.
Okay. I was going to wonder about that. 745 Saluda.
It is a great place. I've been in there to cover many stories, emceed Clinton College when it had its big anniversary celebration there every year. It's really a nice space, and the parking is great, and you don't have to walk a mile to the venue, so it's really good.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, it sounds good. We'll be out there 7 p.m. at the Kenneth Monroe Transformation Center. Check us out. Check you out on Rock Hill Ready on Facebook, as well as Rock Hill and NAACP.
Absolutely.
We got our only a bill in the background here for you, because it inspired us to look into our government, find out what people say. It's 100.1 FM WRHI, 60 degrees right now at 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.